Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing a choppy to weaker grain market this morning. We're seeing markets moving all over the place. Again, as volumes are kind of low, as everyone is appraising the global situation. December corn at 484 and three quarters, down 5.5, as we're seeing ongoing hedge pressure and a continued technical breakdown in the corn market. March corn at 498 and three quarters, down 5.25. This is our first trip below 5 for the March corn in a bit. And again, hedge pressure being in place. May corn at 507, down a nickel. Soybeans doing a little bit better. We're at 1291 and a quarter. We're currently up 4.5. Traded as high as 493 and a quarter. So seeing a little bit of supportive buying going on. We did get a flash sale for corn, though, 117,200 metric tons of 2324 corn was sent to Mexico. January beans at 1310 and three quarters, up 5.25. March at 1322.5, up 4.25. December soybean oil at 51.57 is currently down 37. Meal at 421 is up 50 cents. Crush for November, December at 199.50, down 10.25. Spring crush at 123, down 4 cents. Wheat getting beat up a little bit this morning. We're seeing December wheat at 576 and three quarters. That is currently down 10.5. December Kansas City at 659 and three quarters, down 11. December Minneapolis 723.5, down 14.25. Cotton finding some selling pressure as well, with December at 83.12. That's down 61. March at 85.01. That is down 45. Cattle, we're seeing a reversal of yesterday's sharp sell-off. The report seems to have caught the market a little bit off guard and created a bit of a selling frenzy along with everything else going on yesterday. Prices are making a bit of a rebound today. December at 181.22, that's up 288. January feeders 238.72, up 303. December hogs 66.75, up 57. November milk 17.99, up 16. January orange juice 384.95, up 150. Crude oil $84 a barrel, that's down $1.50. Unleaded at 296.57, down about a nickel a gallon. Unleaded 225.27, that's down almost 6 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 294 is up too, as again, markets are not behaving in any sort of intuitive manner or in the ways that we have seen regarding previous situations like this. The dollar, however, is noticeably stronger, and that is weighing on the grain prices and commodities in general. Gold at 1974.60, down 13.20. Silver at 2304, down 17 cents. Dollar index 106.18, that is up 65. Dow Jones Industrial Average stocks are stronger. They opened higher on the back of a couple of earnings reports. However, the S&P continues to clank around this 200-day moving average and continues to see some pretty fierce resistance in that general neighborhood. Dow right now, 33,201, up 266. That's about 75 off the best levels of the day. S&P 500, 42.49, currently up 32. NASDAQ Composite, 13,140, up 121, or just about 1%. But again, we should expect volatility. Volatility has returned to the interest rate market. The 2-year at 5.12, up 8 basis points. We're getting back near the highs there. The longer end of the curve, a little more sedated. The 10-year at 47 is up 3 basis points, but that is 8 basis points higher than the lowest level of the day. The 30-year at 5% even is up 1 basis point, and that's trading 6 basis points off the lowest levels of the day. This is Sterling Smith from sunny and pleasant Omaha, Nebraska, where we are expecting snow this weekend. So this will be the last day, I think, where we get to see weather in the 70s, probably until March. Wishing everybody a good morning.